Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. A year ago, I started the How It Ends podcast to try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. It was supposed to be a fun thing to do with my friends, but then someone broke into my house and left me a message. "You've been warned." That's when I realized this was about more than just my nightmares. Are my dreams trying to tell me something? Is there a connection between my father's death and a day from my childhood that I can't quite remember? Someone doesn't want me to know the truth, and maybe some things are better left alone. But not for me. I have to know. We're releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening. Hey, you. How you doing? I just wanted to check in. I haven't heard from you much this week. I was kind of worried, you know, with what happened.
Yeah, this week has been wild. Our office is swamped. We have two people out. I've barely been home. I wasn't avoiding you, I swear. And about that, I'm doing okay. Still a bit rattled, for sure, but I haven't had much time to think about anything other than work. Maybe that's for the better.
No, I promise. I didn't think that. I really just wanted to see if you were doing okay, you know. And I get it. Sometimes being busy helps. But, I was actually wondering what you were up to tonight.
No real plans other than collapsing on my couch and zoning out in front of the television.
Any chance you want to hang out, or?
I'd love to catch up with you, but the idea of driving right now...
Well, actually, I was thinking that I could come up, you know, if you were up for company.
Wait, for serious?
Yes. Like, you know, I know that we owe you more than a few trips to Boston, and I was thinking that maybe I'd see if Ellie and Devin had plans and I could bring them along too.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay, cool. The other reason why I was calling is to tell you that Devin got another package, and so did I. They actually came on the same day.
Where were they sent from?
Well, Devin's came from somewhere in Washington, I think. I don't remember if he told me the city. And mine actually came from Somerville.
What was in it?
I haven't opened it yet. I figured, you know, I didn't want to go through any of it without all of you there.
Well, do you want to bring it with you when y'all come up?
Yeah, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right, so let me rally with them, and I'll text you when we're on our way.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Hey, you guys made it.
Barely. You could have warned us that you lived on the fourth floor walk-up.
Sorry, I'm used to it. Didn't really cross my mind.
Well, you know, you wouldn't have to use the elevator all the time if you went, like, hiking
no,
with me.
No, don't finish that sentence, please.
Or you could
both stop talking. Amy, hi. May I please sit down?
Yeah, couch is this way.
Thank you. Oh, what the fuck?
What? What's the matter?
Your kitchen. Why you didn't tell me?
I mean, sorry? I don't really have much time to cook.
Oh, so it's just being wasted on you then.
Oh, boy.
Did you know about this?
About Amy's kitchen? No, this is my first time here too, Elle.
It's just so pretty.
Oh, gosh.
Is she going to be okay?
Yeah, eventually. Hey, where can I put this stuff?
Oh, sorry. Set it down on the island.
Yeah, just set it down on the marble island, Devin.
Stop.
Set it right there. It's fine.
Hello? Okay, I'll be right down. Pizza's here. Be right back.
Cool. How are you holding up over there, Elle?
Just trying to figure out how to get this six burner in the Prius without Amy noticing.
Hell yeah.
Really need to stop.
I mean, she would not even notice if it's gone. It's spotless. She's never even touched it.
Such a thief.
It is, for real.
All right, pizza's here. I only got cheese because it's the only kind of pizza that matters. do we want to eat first and then go through this stuff? Or
Let's just open the boxes. I'm kind of getting antsy to see what's inside. I'll just eat later.
All right. Well, you want to go first, Micah?
Amy, do you have a knife or scissors that I can use to cut the box open? Okay.
What's in it?
Well, there's like, it's like individual packages. There's one for each of us.
What?
What?
Yeah. Here.
Oh. Well, should we open them?
Screw it. Why not?
Hey, man, what the fuck?
What is it? What's yours?
It's my chef coat, the one that my parents bought me when I graduated. I thought I lost it.
Crap. This is my copy of The Colossus of New York. I've had it for over 15 years. I only just started rereading it a few weeks ago, and I thought I left it in White Electric. I even went back to ask if anyone had turned it in. My God.
This is fucked up.
Why, what'd you get?
This is Mulder's collar from when he was a kitten. I keep this in a box in the back of my closet. Like, it's been back there forever.
This is beyond fucked. Amy, what did you... Oh, shit.
What is it? I can't...
It's something from Brendan, but the postmark says April 2019.
So that means that, like...
Someone intercepted it.
Amy, are you going to open it? Like, I mean, I get it if you don't want to right now.
No, it's okay. There's a pin from Sequoia National Park, and there's a Polaroid with a post-it on the back. Couldn't find the right postcard. In transit. Love you. B.
I'm so sorry.
Is there anything else in the box, Micah?
Yeah, there's an index card in here. It says, last chance, stop looking. Whew. Okay.
Amy, do you have anything a little stronger than beer, maybe?
No, actually, I'm all out. I haven't had time to...
Is there, like, a liquor store around here? Devin and I can take a walk.
Yeah, two doors down.
Perfect.
Hey, take my keys so I don't have to buzz you in.
We'll be back.
Didn't you say Devin got another package?
Yeah, it's in the other bag.
Did he open it yet?
I think so, but I wasn't there, so I don't know. What's in it? He didn't tell me anything.
It's similar to the last package he got. There's this little pelican and a lot of paper.
Okay, a candle, 2-liter soda bottle, a gallon of distilled water, glycerin, and a disposable aluminum pie plate.
Sounds kind of like a recipe.
Yeah, it does. Can I borrow your laptop?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
All right, I'm just going to Google all that stuff. Okay. The first result is an article on how to make a DIY fog machine.
The fuck?
What else is there?
There's a napkin with writing on it. It says, "And after all of this, I'm amazed that I'm cursed far more than I'm praised."
That sounds really familiar. Like, I heard it somewhere before. Okay. So, a pelican, DIY fog machine, and some random words.
There's some notebook pages in here, too.
Hey, we're back. Got the good stuff. Well, I see y'all got into the next mystery box.
That's what she said.
I hope that's okay, Devin.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not mine. Well, actually, I guess it is, but I'd really rather it would not be.
Well, we just started going through it. We actually didn't get too far, though.
So, what's in it?
Well, so far we have this little pelican toy, this napkin with some words on it. They sound kind of familiar, but I can't really place it. And then there are a bunch of papers still in the envelope that we haven't looked at yet.
Let me see the envelope. It's more steno-style paper. One of them has a symbol, kind of like the last box. Hey, Al, actually, come here for a second. Can you look at this symbol and see if it means anything to you?
Oh, yeah, that's the symbol for Libra.
There were other symbols on pages from the last two boxes I got, and I'd been meaning to ask you about them, but I really hadn't had a chance.
Well, did you bring them?
Sure thing. Brought everything. Hang on. All right, here. It's just a few, but take a look.
Okay, well, this is just a triangle. This one, let me check. Okay, yeah, so I thought it was the zodiac symbol for Sagittarius, but that one doesn't have this, like, squiggly thing around the arrow. Do you have anything else?
No, just the triangle, the squiggly arrow, and then the Libra one, I guess.
Well, I mean, I've seen a triangle represent the elements before. They're on a few of my tarot decks. And if it's pointing down, then it's water. And if it's pointing up, it's fire. But you can't really tell which way it's supposed to go on this page. Also, I'm pretty much pulling this out of my ass. So it could mean absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say nothing because at least now we have something we can Google and look into further.
Okay, what else came in the box with the triangle symbol again?
Oh, so this crystal, the devil and the tower, tarot cards, wolf figurine, and that H.P. Lovecraft quote.
Okay, well, the crystal is a quartz. I can tell you that for sure. And then the cards.
Yeah, you know, I took those to mean Devil's Tower, Wyoming, since, you know, that's where the package should have been sent from.
I mean, yeah, but did you also Google what the cards symbolize?
No, I mean, well, I didn't. That's your department.
Okay, well, the devil is sort of pointing to avarice and, you know, getting caught up in seeking out luxury and, like, being really materialistic. And generally, I know the tower to mean, like, a major unforeseen change. And sometimes in more dramatic explanations, I've seen it be, like, a harbinger of danger and chaos, too.
Maybe we should write some of this down? Or
already on it.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing with you on this wolf figurine, though. I don't know what that means.
Same with this pelican from the latest one.
It feels like everything in each package connects to each other, but not necessarily with items in other boxes, like, at least not yet. So let's try to keep them separated by location.
What? Where are they all from again?
Okay, so near Centralia, Pennsylvania, Devil's Tower, Wyoming, and then somewhere in Washington State, I guess. I'm going to pull up the eatatgems.com site. Yeah. Y'all, there are new posts here.
What are they?
A picture of a lighthouse, another triangle symbol, a painting of a demon type dude that I'm not cool with at all, another quote, and a bowl of fog. Fog coming out of it.
Oh, shit.
What?
One of the things in the package was a list of ingredients for something. Micah Googled them exactly as they were written, and it brought up a page on how to make DIY fog.
So someone wants us to make fog? Why?
No idea.
Well, hate to ask this, but did anyone click anything on the website? Because I didn't.
No. I haven't even seen the website yet.
Oh, really? Ah, damn. Sorry. I thought I emailed the link to everyone. Here, take a look.
Okay, so the fog picture we might have figured out. But the lighthouse, I'm going to click that and see if there's any info. You'll find me by the sea, Cape Disappointment, Washington.
Cape Disappointment. Didn't you just tell me that?
Yeah.
What?
Micah and I were talking about Brendan on our hike, and the last postcard I got from him came from Cape Disappointment.
Well, when was that? Do you think he sent this package?
It was over a year ago, but I really don't think so. Brendan couldn't have anything to do with any of this, mostly because he's been on his own for like 20 years, and he has no idea who Devin is. So...
Right, yeah. Sorry.
You're fine. Devin, what's the postmark on that package?
Looks like Il Waco, Washington.
It's right near there.
Okay, so someone is pointing to Cape Disappointment then.
It feels like we're supposed to pay attention to all the locations, but why?
Is there a connection between the three places? Like, what does Centralia, Devil's Tower, and Cape Disappointment have in common?
There was a wolf in one of the packages, right?
Yeah, it's right here.
Amy, am I losing it, or is there a Yogi Bear post on that website?
Yeah, Yogi Bear. Jellystone Jollies.
Okay, well, what if we missed a place?
What are you talking about?
Well, what if there was a fourth place mixed in with all of the other clues and we just looked over it?
Where?
Well, Yellowstone. I mean, Yogi Bear lives in Jellystone Park, which is, you know, the play on words, and the wolf... okay, like, it could be a leap, but there's been a lot of press about the re-entry of wolves in Yellowstone, political stuff, books, documentaries. So, what if they are actually pointing to four places?
Devil's Tower and Yellowstone are only, like, 7 hours apart.
Okay, so Yellowstone, Devil's Tower, Cape Disappointment, and Centralia. Still, like, what do they have in common?
The only thing that makes sense to me is that they're kind of unique natural landmarks. You know, Yellowstone and Devil's Tower are more obvious, but Centralia's whole thing about the coal mine burning for 200 years is nuts.
Cape Disappointment is rated as one of the foggiest places in the U.S. This website says they get about 106 days of fog per year. Not exactly a landmark, but definitely special. Okay. But what about all the mystical stuff? How does that connect to any of the locations?
Does anything else stand out on the website?
Was the picture of a mountain lion posted around the time you got the Centralia box?
Yeah, why?
What?
Well, I mean, I know everything on here could have like a million different meanings, but Penn State's mascot is the Nittany Lion. Looks a lot like a mountain lion.
Are we like 100% sure that there's no way this could be Brendan?
Amy, does anything else stand out to you?
No, not really.
I don't know, maybe we should make a note of it anyway, because, you know, you could be right.
Okay, so Centralia was first. Devin, can you run by me again what metaphysical stuff was in that box?
The arrow-like symbol with the squiggly line around it. I had to use charcoal to shade over the imprint on the page.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Devil's Tower slash maybe Yellowstone?
All right, that was the quartz crystal, the tarot cards, and the triangle symbol.
Well, crystals with points like that are used to focus healing or other types of energy, like fixating on a thought. And the triangle, like I said, could be fire or water. And then the Cape Disappointment package, what was in that?
Nothing as far as I can see.
But the website has this triangle symbol. It's a sigil for air.
Okay, so it looks like we might have every element represented besides Earth.
Writing that down.
Okay, well, what about the quotes? One of them was Lovecraft, right?
Yeah, it's from The Alchemist. It's a short story.
That's what those words are. They're lyrics. I knew I recognized them. Let me see if I can find the song.
Want to catch me up?
Sorry, we... looked at this napkin from the Washington box before you got back from the store. These words were on it. It's a song.
What song?
Silver Wings by Thrice. They did this whole concept album like a while back. It was called The Alchemy Index. 4 volumes, each corresponding to an element. This song was on air.
So there are three quotes in total?
Oh, yeah. Here they are.
Okay, so the Cape Disappointment box had the Thrice lyrics.
And after all this, I'm amazed that I am cursed far more than I am praised.
The Devil's Tower / Yellowstone package had the H.P. Lovecraft quote.
High up, crowning the grassy summit of the swelling mound, whose sides are wooded near the base with the gnarled trees of the primeval forest, stands the old chateau of my ancestors.
And the last quote from the Centralia box is from The Marriage of Heaven and Hell by William Blake.
As a new heaven is begun, and it is now 33 years since its advent, the eternal hell revives.
The first two point to alchemy. Let's see if the William Blake one does as well. Okay, the first site that comes up is called the Alchemy website.
So what does alchemy have to do with any of this?
All I know is that it's based off of the elements, and those triangles could be fire or water, and then we definitely have one pointing to air on that website.
Anyone have any guesses?
No.
Cool. Micah, what do you think?
I mean, I keep coming back to, like, why us, though? Like, what does this have to do with Devin or me? I know we wondered if this was Luke sending these, but that feels like a fucking stretch now, right? It doesn't make any sense. And moreover, like, how could any of this have anything to do with me or my dad or even Mark? I don't know. The only thing, Amy.
What?
Listen, I don't mean to overstep here, but I keep coming back to the fact that you got a postcard from Brendan from Cape Disappointment, like, right around the time that you came to see me. I was wondering, you know, you said you have all those postcards, right?
Yes.
You can say no if you want to, but, you know, maybe I could take a look at them.
I really think that was just a coincidence, Micah.
No, you're probably right, but maybe.
How is this going to help us?
I don't know. We're clearly at the let's try anything place, right? We don't have to read anything that he wrote on the back. I get it that it's private. I really just want to see where they came from.
Most of them are packed away, but the ones from like 2017 to now are in a box under my bed. I'll go get them.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, are you sure this is a good idea?
I don't know, but I have a weird feeling about this. Amy, some of these match the locations we got packages from.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Show me.
Here, look, he was in Devil's Tower and Yellowstone in 2017. I promise I didn't read the writing. I just flipped it over to see the postmark date. And then he was in Cape Disappointment in 2019. That was the last one until the one that was intercepted, you know, and sent in the box of creepy stuff.
Okay, but I'm not sure this means anything. What else is he going to do? He's living hashtag the van life. Of course he's all over the map. What about these other ones? Point Reyes, Caverns of Sonora, Thor's Well.
Well, Thor's Well is really well known. It's been on my travel bucket list forever. You know, it's a bottomless sinkhole where, like, ocean water just churns as the tide comes in. It's wild. You know, it does sort of fit the, like, or our guess that the packages are coming from unique places around the country. Maybe the other postcards from earlier do, too.
I don't know. It seems like a stretch to me.
It does feel like we made some progress, though, but there's still so many questions. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do a lot of research.
Yeah, well, we can't forget about the box that was sent to Micah.
Yeah, none of us are ever going to forget that.
No, I mean that the box can't be from the same person who sent all the others. I mean, why send us dozens of clues just to tell us to stop looking?
Exactly. I mean, this whole time we thought the boxes with the clues, for lack of a better word, in them were creepy, but maybe they're not. Maybe someone's trying to help us, trying to make us figure something out.
But help us how, though? I mean, you said it yourself. You don't think this could be connected to you or your dad or what happened to Mark? So what are they trying to help us with? You know, last I checked, you know, there was only one mystery we were trying to solve.
Right. The only mystery we were trying to solve. But I don't know. Maybe this is bigger than we realize. I mean, that's why I think if maybe we looked at, like, Amy's...
Hey, You know what? My head hurts. Could we fix it with some alcohol, please?
Yes, please. Give me the bottle and a straw.
You got it. Oh, I almost forgot. I have some Akiran stuff.
Who?
Elia's friend. We were hanging out with that morning. You know, you all went on the hike.
Yeah, the guy from my class.
Oh, right. You told us about him.
Yeah, so his family makes sort of like that herby liqueur, and Devin, he gave you a sample. Did you get to try it?
No, I didn't get around to it.
He gave me a full-size bottle, so we can all try it together now. Amy, shot glasses? All right. Some for Devin, some for Amy, some for Micah, some for Elia. Should we do a toast?
To what?
Right. Okay. Well.
This has quite the smell.
I mean, yeah, it's like a billion-year-old recipe, so it was made for digestion, not like for frat boys to throw back at a party.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to take a little sip. You didn't really need to fill the glasses to the very top, Elia. The bourbon will do the trick.
Force of habit. All right, you guys ready?
Sure.
All right, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Ugh, Elia, what the fuck?
Yeah, sorry to your boy, but this is fucking nasty.
Micah!
I've had this before.
What?
How? That's not possible.
No, I have. I have definitely had this before. Someone made me drink it. And now I think I remember. Amy, they weren't smiling. There was no one smiling at me. They were all wearing masks.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.